28 past 7, Brad Johnson not too far away. Dave Noble, looking forward to catching up with the Kangaroos coach Josh Kennedy from the Swans and Glenn McFarlane after 8, talking about the Nathan Buckley situation at the Magpies. But let's talk some swimming, because this weekend is a very important weekend in the world of Australian swimming. The swimming trials in Adelaide, there was a bit of drama about the Victorians and their capacity to be a part of it. You can catch all the action on Amazon Prime. They're doing an outstanding coverage, live coverage across the 6 days. In-depth interviews, swimming analysis, back-to-back racing, and some of the best experts in the business. One of those knows plenty about this sort of stuff. Nicole Livingston is her name. She joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. I do know a little bit about swimming and footy. Actually, at the launch of the swimming coverage, I had AFL people in the audience texting me saying, what do you know about swimming?
That can't be right.
It's true.
Oh, well, they're sacked. You get a chance to sack them. If they don't know your magnificent history in the world of swimming, then they don't deserve to be.
No, I just thought it was a compliment half. It was good. It was good.
Well, you get to change hats this weekend for the swimming with Amazon Prime. You're part of the team with Grant Hackett and John Rooney and Annabelle Williams, Lane White, John Harker, James Magnuson, all part of the coverage. You've got a great crew rocking up for Amazon this week.
Yeah, they've thrown everything at it. And to be honest, we haven't changed the way that we've covered swimming for decades. And they've bought all the bells, all the whistles, and people are going to feel like they're actually living the roller coaster of an Olympic trials, which will be fantastic.
And there's been some roller coasters. I mean, have you put yourself in the position of the Victorian swimmers who are hanging on by a thread, working out whether or not they're going to get a chance to compete this weekend?
Well, to be really honest, Hacky and I are in Melbourne, and we're actually not able to go either. And I know it's not quite the same as trying to get yourself to the Olympic Games, both of us having been there, but we're actually calling from Melbourne because we couldn't get into Adelaide. So part of the team are in Adelaide, and then Hacky and I are here. But, as the border was going down a few weeks ago, I actually saw the majority of kind of the swimmers that have a chance to make, and I mean this with respect, because competing in Olympic trials is really important for opportunity. But those guys that are under the high-performance blanket of Swimming Australia were actually at the airport getting out. I think there's about 25 swimmers that entered into the Olympic trials here in Victoria that can't get in. One of them is actually my daughter's swim coach, a guy by the name of Andrew Lauterstein. Olympic medalist. He was, well, making a quiet comeback. He's been in swimming with the rest of the squad that he's coaching, doing a captain coach. And he was actually showing some pretty promising form in the 50 freestyle. So speaking to him yesterday, it looks as though he won't get to go across. But it's unfortunate, yeah.
See, is there any way around that? I was reading that last night about, I mean, it seems completely unfair that they would be so disadvantaged when you've got the Olympics every 4 years that it's just like can they swim in Victoria in like a time trial situation or something?
I was actually dreaming about that overnight. I've started to dream about swimming again. It's a great idea, Whitey, but what Swimming Australia actually did is they opened up two other events if the case happened that borders were closed and the event couldn't happen. So one of those events was the Australian Open that took place on the Gold Coast, which Andrew, as in this example, did race in. Unfortunately, you know, it's in his preparation phase, he wasn't completely ready to go. So the time that he's posted there wouldn't be enough to get him into the top two in the 50 freestyle. And then there was a second meet at the New South Wales or Sydney Open recently where there were some really fast times recorded. Andy didn't go to that one, using him as a case example, but Swimming Australia did say that if something happened, they would consider times from those two events, but the main event is in Adelaide.
Right, okay. Can you tell us a little bit about Kaylee McEwen? Because she does swim in the stroke that you specialised in, and she could be the next big thing in world swimming, not just Australian swimming.
Yeah, I reckon she will be, and I'm really hesitant putting pressure on a young girl, but Kaylee McEwen is fantastic. She's got a sister, Taylor McEwen, who raced for Australia in breaststroke. But Kaylee's racing 100, 200 back. She's also racing the 200 and 400 IM. And during my swimming career, I raced against a girl by the name of Christina Egazegi, one of the most accomplished swimmers in the world, who raced 100, 200 back, 200, 400 IM, and won 4 individual gold medals at the Olympic Games. So, I think Kaylee, we could see a world record. I hope John Harker's ready with his world record call. I actually think we could see a world record in the 200 backstroke. She's in that invincible age that is just glorious, where you jump in and every time you jump in, you swim the best time. And her best times are the fastest times in the world. She's sitting second in the all-time 200 backstroke list with the time that she currently has. And she did that at that Sydney Open just recently.
Well, who else are we looking forward to seeing this weekend, Nick? Who else is in hot form or one of the shooting stars we're looking forward to building up to Tokyo with?
Yeah, look, there's a host of young kids coming through. Mac Horton needs to try and qualify in the 400 freestyle, and that comes up in the first day. Elijah Winnington, a Queensland boy, is swimming really fast. So too Jack McLaughlin, who's taken over the 1500 mantle. The 800 free is on offer at the Olympic Games as well, so we're selecting off the 800 free. So looking forward to see whether or not Mac can make it. And always looking forward to seeing Kyle Chalmers as to whether or not he's going to make it onto the Australian team. Because, yes, he'd like to defend his Olympic crown, but he's got to get on the team first. He's got to beat his rivals.
Well, I was just thinking that when you said about Mac Horton, he's still not on the team. Is that what you're saying? He's not on the team yet?
Yeah. Yep. He's got to finish first or second and make the qualifying time on day one in the 400 freestyle. So he can go across to Tokyo and defend his crown from Rio. But he's not on the team yet. And he's actually had quite sluggish form up until now, but he is a big meat racer. He snuck onto the team in 2019, having had pretty average form leading into that, and then went to the World Championships and got on to the podium, where he refused to stand on the podium with Sun Yang. We remember that, yeah.
It is remarkable, Nicole, about how cutthroat it is. I mean, it doesn't matter what you've done previously, you don't get a sort of a free pass because you've won gold medals in the past. You've got to perform in a trial to get on the team. It is amazing the pressure that comes with that.
Yeah, reputations mean nothing. I mean, you've got Kate Campbell trying to qualify for her fourth Olympic Games, and Emma McKeon is coming through again. She's an outstanding swimmer for Australia, but she's got really red-hot form in the 100 free. So you might even see someone like a Kate Campbell who's desperate to get there, not make it. Reputations mean nothing at an Olympic trials. It's all about performing on the day. And even if you rock up and you don't feel well, and we've seen that happen before in previous Olympic trials where swimmers have just had a shocker and they haven't gone. Their dream is over.
Yeah, amazing.
It is cutthroat. And check all the action on Amazon Prime this weekend and see the best team in the business calling the Australian Swim Trials as we get ready for a very, very big Olympic campaign in Tokyo. Nick, nice to chat as always. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.